Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but from all those other countries around the world that listen to us on the World Service. And we also welcome to the show this week four exciting, talented, intrepid, and really experienced players of the game who've come together just for your joy and benefit. And in no order of seniority, let me introduce to you Wendy Richard, Sue Perkins, Ross Noble, and Tony Hawks. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow a whistle when
can
the
I,
sixth.
Can I just ask you something? Mm-hmm. Just then, you
seniority.
Said.
Seniority.
Yes.
Thank
are you,
you.
Implying,
Tony's older than me.
Are you implying that I'm older than this lot?
No.
Because I take exception to that.
No, I put you top of the bill because in showbiz seniority, I thought you were top of the bill.
Right, as long as you're not getting ages.
All right, I'll do it the other way round. but anyway, no, Wendy, because you are very experienced and very highly established, I thought it would be a nice courtesy. And also,
right,
as a woman,
you.
I'd
That's
put you first.
All right, thank you. That's fine, lovely. Thank you.
Can I just ask, why was I last?
Yes. Why was I second?
Because you are the highly talented new kid on the block, you see.
So he gets to be young and virile, and I get to be second. But yeah, I don't, you know.
Goodness, if we're quibbling over the introduction, we'll never get through the show.
You can see that if you have four equally well-known and equally talented players of the game, there is no way that you can comfortably introduce them in sequence without somebody feeling a little bit upset. So let us get on. And somebody who doesn't get upset because she's on her own here, and that is Janet Staplehurst, who will help me keep the score and blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from this beautiful Matcham Theatre, the King's Theatre in Southsea, which is part of the great city of Portsmouth. And in front of us here, we have a packed Hampshire audience coming from all parts of this delightful county of Hampshire to encourage us in our antics. And Ross, the subject I've got in front of me is the best advice I've ever had. Will you talk on that subject in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
The best advice I've ever had was from Mr. Nicholas Parsons, who'd give me a strict lecture about the best way to introduce people. It really was a magnificent piece of advice. I think...
Tony, challenge.
No, that was a mistake, because he repeated... I thought advice was repeated, but of course
That's
it's
right,
in the
title. That's right, because just to explain to our listeners, you can not only repeat the whole phrase, but you can repeat any words that are in that phrase. Ross, you get a point for an incorrect... Correct challenge.
It was also
you...
a lie as well, so put about that.
I rather enjoyed what you said, actually. But Ross, there are 48 seconds still available. The best advice I ever had, starting now.
I've been given many pieces of advice. One is, if you're ever attacked by a bear, try not to look like a picnic basket. It's quite a difficult thing to do. But if you stand upright, you don't in any way resemble that wicker device for holding the tasty treats.
Sue, challenge.
Slight hesitation.
There was a slight hesitation, Sue. So you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course. And you have the best advice I ever had. And there are 31 seconds available starting now.
The best piece of advice I ever had also came from Nicholas Parsons, which was to go to this very particular theatre, this beautiful, illustrious place, and to see Bonnie Langford, who's doing a one-night musical extravaganza interpreting all forms of dance for your visual delight. Ah, oh, I couldn't believe it, you'll say to my family and friends. The Pixie of Pop was there in all her four-foot glory, and we saw her pirouetting, and dance magic was available to all of us for the princely sum of, I know I repeated,
Ross,
dance.
No.
There was definitely a repetition of dance.
There was indeed. So, Ross, you have a correct challenge, a point for that, and you take the subject back. The best advice I ever had. 5 seconds still, starting now.
If you're a fireman, don't go and try and rescue squirrels from trees. That's a piece of...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Ross Noble who has the most points at the end of that round, as you can imagine. In fact, he's the only one to score alongside Sue Perkins. And Sue, it's your turn to begin. The subject is pixie boots. Tell us something about pixie boots in just a minute, starting now.
Pixie boots were extremely fashionable in the mid-80s. I never subscribed to that particular moment. In fact, I have to say that pixies usually come up at around about the 5 inches mark, and therefore their tiny hooven trotters come in at about 2 centimetres. If you want to trap a pixie and then to get its boots...
Tony Challenge.
A pixie is 3 foot tall.
Not the Croydonian pixie.
They're
You're
not
talking
5 inches.
An inner London pixie, slightly more stunted.
Well... I think it depends on who is illustrating the particular story. I mean, you could make a pixie any size you want. There's there's no traditional size for
no.
a pixie.
No. Well, if it was 12 foot, it would be a giant.
And then, Ross, they would probably call it a giant and not a pixie. But if it was only 3 inches tall, they'd call it a pixie.
At what point is the pixie cut off?
All right. I think the height restriction for a pixie, if it's above 2 foot, shall we agree on that? Above 2 foot.
We're in the EEC now. We need to have a European standard.
I don't know whether there is a cut-off point, but let's assume that within the rules of just a minute, she wasn't actually deviating. So I give her the benefit of the doubt, and I will find a way to redress it if I can later for you, Tony. 44 seconds with you still, Sue, on pixie boots starting now.
I went in search of the Brussels pixie, who weighs in at around about 3 stone and a classic.
Ross challenge.
Repetition of 3.
Yes.
It was me that said 3.
No, you said 3 inches, didn't you?
No, she said 5 inches, and I said they're 3 foot tall in my challenge.
Oh, right.
Fair enough.
Thank you for your honesty, Tony. Sue, you have another point. You have 38 seconds. Pixie boots starting now.
So, you want to go down to the end of the garden and rig up some elaborate netting device. Then, in the middle of the night, when the moon shines down, the wee little people of the particular goal, right? Just now, trying to tell how you net a pixie.
Tony, pixie boots, 30 seconds, starting now.
The best piece of advice I ever had was Nicholas Parsons, who said, wear some pixie boots in...
Ross Noble challenge.
He went back in time there.
Why?
Well, because he was doing the best piece of advice.
I know, but he can still say that. He was allying it to pixie boots.
I was just hoping you'd give me the benefit of the doubt.
Nicholas won't stop him because he mentioned his name again,
yes.
And he loves it.
Yes.
He loves it. That's why he will not chastise him.
Wendy, you can be very acid on occasions. And very unwarranted. Right. Tony, you have another incorrect challenge. You have another point, and you have 26 seconds on pixie boots starting now.
And I wore these pixie boots on the streets of Southsea on a Friday night, and my goodness, what...
Wendy challenged.
I think we were shuddering to a hesitation.
He might have been shuddering to it, but he didn't actually reach it, actually. So really, he has another point and 20 seconds on pixie boots starting now.
I did actually wear some pixie boots on a plane.
Ross challenge.
Was that a repetition of wear?
Yes, he was wearing them before.
You're wearing them instead.
Yes. Ross, correct challenge. 16 seconds. Pixie boots starting now.
Pixie boots took off, but no.
Soon challenge first.
Hesitation and the use of a strange dialect.
It was a pixie dialect.
Yes.
I was talking in pixie.
Yeah.
Right, so 14 seconds are available. Sue, another point to you. Pixie boots starting now.
I went searching for the pixie and trapped some little things.
Ross challenged.
You were searching before.
Yes, but I'm still searching.
Okay.
And if you keep buzzing me, I'm going to be searching till the end of time.
I know, but in the rules of just a minute, you can't repeat the
words. Did I say that Bonnie Langford is at this theatre? She'll be calling one night only.
11 seconds for you, Ross, on pixie boots starting now.
I very much like the pixie platforms. They're my favourite type of pixie boot. They were popular in the 70s with all those hip disco pixies that used to hang out at the magical discotheques.
Wendy's challenge.
He's starting to hesitate. Just after magical. I'm sorry. There was a definite hesitation, I could see.
He might have been starting it, but he didn't achieve it. So,
you did. It was just after magical.
Oh, I love your keenness, Wendy.
But I was shuddering.
I will not dissuade you from being keen like this, but I'm afraid I've got to be fair within the rules in just a minute. You have half a second left, Ross, on pixie boots starting now.
Many professionals...
So Ross Noble, again speaking as a whistle, when gained an extra point, has increased his lead. He's ahead of Sue Perkins, Tony Hawks and Wendy Richard in that order. And Wendy, it's your turn to begin. We're going to hear from you now, my love. And the subject, so apt for Portsmouth and Southsea, victory. Tell us something about Victory in this game starting now.
HMS Victory is a magnificent vessel. I remember being taken there as a child by my father to walk over this great sailing ship. On one of the decks, there is a brass plaque which says, on this site...
Still challenged.
I think she was shuddering towards a hesitation.
No, I was taking in breath.
So, Sue, a correct challenge, 45 seconds. Victory starting now.
I've never visited HMS Victory because I came from Croydon, so all I have to say about it is it's a ship and it must therefore sail on the ocean. Perhaps many famous things took place within it, and I'm sure the good people of Portsmouth are proud, nay, delighted that this particular vessel is located in their own county. I, however, have no idea what I'm talking about.
She's got no idea what she's talking about.
So what is your... Within the rules of just a minute, what is your challenge?
I think deviation.
No, she wasn't actually deviating, because she could say, I don't know what I'm talking about, but as she keeps going and doesn't hesitate to repeat anything or deviate, she was still on the Victory, even though she said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Because she was still on Victory, but not what she was talking about. So as long as you still have the subject and don't know what you're talking about, she's keeping going, isn't she?
As you're ably demonstrating now. As,
So it's a difficult game on which to judge. I try to be fair, and Sue, I give you the benefit of the doubt on this occasion. 26 seconds, Victory still with you, starting now.
There is a clue in the name, however, in that I imagine HMS Victory was at some point victorious in a battle, although what that particular conflict might have been...
Yes, when do you challenge?
Well, she's done something.
She repeated
you're just suspicious,
HMS,
Wendy.
Didn't she?
Yes.
The subject is Victory, and she said HMS Victory, and she used HMS Victory before.
Surely a repetition.
You can't help her out. You're supposed to be impartial.
Yes, but I cannot understand. It's one of the most famous ships next to the Cutty Sarks we've got here, and you don't know what happened with it.
Wendy... I'm just being honest. I could have just pandered to the crowd and lied and said, I love HMS Victory. There's nothing better I like doing every weekend than going there and scrubbing down the decks and pretending that I'm in the Admiralty.
So what we do here is we give Wendy a bonus point because what she said, the audience responded with magnificence. Sue, there are 17 seconds starting now.
I'm obsessed with Portsmouth. I've only been here for 24 hours, but my goodness, I love it.
Repetition of Portsmouth.
Yes, you mentioned Portsmouth before. Tony, you've got in with 14 seconds on Victory starting now.
I saw a magnificent victory when Portsmouth FC beat...
Ross Challenge.
Wasn't that a repetition of magnificent...
Yes, you talked about this.
I haven't spoken in this round yet. Have you not?
It was a repetition of magnificent, but it was Wendy who said magnificent.
No, he said it to me in the green room backstage.
So, Tony,
and it was magnificent, now I can assure you that.
An incorrect challenge. 10 seconds for you on Victory starting now.
HMS Victory is a magnificent... Oh. Hey.
What's your light came on first?
Was that a repetition of Magnificent? Yeah, Victory.
It was, Ross. Come on, 8 seconds. Tell us something about Victory starting now.
HMS Victory is a magnificent vessel. It's moored here in...
Wendy Challenge.
Hesitating.
He did hesitate, Wendy. You have a correct challenge. And you've got him with only 3 seconds to go on Victory starting now.
Victory was the most important ship in our...
Tony challenged.
Repetition of ship.
You mentioned the ship before when you started earlier on, Wendy, I'm afraid. So Tony's got him with... You've got the audience on your side anyway, Wendy. That's an important thing. But Tony's got in cruelly with only half a second to go. On Victory starting now.
Manchester United.
Wait a minute. So Tony Hawk speaking as the whistle went, gaining that extra point. He's now equal with Ross Noble in the lead, followed by Sue Perkins, and only 2 points behind is Wendy Richard. And Tony Hawk's your turn to begin. The subject is roots. Tell us something about roots in this game starting now.
To root in Australian vernacular means to have sexual intercourse. So imagine the consternation when I was watching a test match over there and I said, I'm rooting for England. Jeez, you've got a national team.
Ross challenge.
Well, he sort of waited for the laugh, but he did pause. There was a hesitation.
No, he did take a break. He sort of rode the laugh, but he did go through it.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I don't. Yeah. Benefit of the doubt to Tony on this one, and because it was a big laugh. 45 seconds, Roots starting now.
Some of you may remember that marvellous hit by Odyssey called Zipping Up My Boots, Going Back to My Roots. I used to dance around in the discotheques of Southsea to this particular...
Sue Chalmers.
Hesitation, as he remembered the halcyon days dancing around the discotheque. I'm sure there's... Is there one or are there more than one in Southsea? I don't know anything about Southsea. I must be continually booed for it.
Well, if you will engage the audience in conversation about it, you're going to get some reaction, Sue. And no, it wasn't a hesitation. Tony, you still have the subject. Another point, of course, Roots starting now.
I remember watching the series Roots, I believe.
Ross, challenge.
A repetition of watching. Watching the band?
Watching the cricket.
No, sorry, I don't know. Forget it.
No, he was watching cricket. Now he's watching cricket.
Yeah, I knew he'd said watching
before. Yes,
he did.
He's right. Yeah. And Ross, you have 31 seconds on Roots starting now.
Right, Roots, that's what I'm going to talk about now, and I'm not going to pause before I say it. My friend is always talking about putting down roots, and that's because he's a tree that can speak. I know that seems ridiculous, but all the time he's on and on. Ah!
It's a tough game. Tony, you challenge first.
Repetition of on.
On, yes. 17 seconds. Roots starting now.
Kunta Kinte was in this television programme, and he was part of the roots of Arthur Haley, who'd written a very successful book called Roots, interestingly enough, which makes it particularly pertinent to this subject, which is why I've chosen to speak about it.
Tony Hawksley, in speaking as a whistle, Wayne gained that extra point, and he has increased his lead at the end of the round ahead of Ross Noble, Sue Perkins and Wendy Richard in that order. And Ross, your turn to begin. The subject is A Snake in the Grass. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
A snake in the grass is something that you have to be very careful about whilst dancing in the Hawaiian national dress. If you're not careful, one of those particular...
Tony challenge.
Careful, yep.
Yes, repetition's careful, I'm afraid.
Yes, that's right.
And 50 seconds for you, Tony, on A Snake in the Grass, starting now.
I once had a pet snake called Chris, who I used to take out to the grass of our back garden and put him in there. And he would wriggle around in that particular place, as snakes are wont to do. And spectators started to come because it was such a spectacular sight. But nobody could really believe that Christopher, as I had called him before, I abbreviated him.
Ross, you challenge first.
Repetition of cold.
Yes, that's right. There's 26 seconds on A Snake in the Grass, Ross, starting now.
A snake in the grass is what makes the National Lawn Mowing Championship so exciting. Occasionally, people will grab a large adder.
Tony, challenge.
So I withdraw that. I thought he'd hesitated, but he didn't at all.
No, he didn't. He went right the way through the laugh, unlike you on the other one when he challenged it. So, Ross, an incorrect challenge, another point to you. 18 seconds available, A Snake in the Grass, starting now.
A Snake in the Grass is a cocktail which I enjoy in the many discotheques here in Southsea. It consists of a snake bite placed in...
Sue, challenge.
Hesitation, slightly?
A slight one, yes, Sue. Yes, benefit of the doubt to you on this occasion. And 9 seconds, tell us something about A Snake in the Grass, starting now.
A snake in the grass is worth two in the hand, and who on earth would want a reptile swimming around your palm? It can be extremely venomous, of course, and one swift prong to your face could deliver you virtually...
So Sue Perkins was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. She's one behind Ross Noble, and she's three behind Tony Hawks, and she's just ahead of Wendy Richard. And Wendy Richard, it's your turn to begin. The subject is department stores. Tell us something about... department stores in just a minute, starting now.
I have worked in several department stores in between professional engagements. One department store I was at, I was sacked after the first day because I did not sell one item of clothing. I thought this was most unfair because if some woman put a coat on and I thought it didn't look right, I told her. So it would be removed and put back on the hanger. I mean, fair dues, you know, you want help in these sort of things. Other times, the department stores I was at, I was in the makeup department. I quite enjoyed that. And then also...
Sue challenged.
Hesitation?
Yes, there was a hesitation there, Sue. So you've got 25 seconds to tell us something about department stores starting now.
I once worked in the basement selling toilets in a department store, and my job was to convince people they didn't want a normal cover for their toilet seat, but rather a fancy one, perhaps with barbed wire.
Tony Challenge.
Though I think I made a mistake because she said toilets and toilet.
That's right, she did indeed, so that was an incorrect challenge. And so you've still got the subject, Sue. 16 seconds starting now.
In moments of depression, which often hit those in the retail industry, I would put a toilet seat around my head and what...
And,
yes, I did. Yes, I did. Hello.
She's definitely repeated one of them now.
Yes.
Toilet, yes, right. 11 seconds, department stores with you, Tony, starting now.
One of the most famous department stores in the world has to be Harrods in Knightsbridge, and many American tourists will...
Tony, Wendy Challenge.
Hesitation there. You were stumbling over American.
So, Wendy, there are 4 seconds... on department stores starting now.
My favourite department store is Selfridges.
Ross Challenge.
No. Sorry, I've done it again.
You get more laughs from your false challenges than you do.
I'll just keep ringing. Just don't mind me.
An incorrect challenge, Wendy. Another point to you. 2 seconds, department stores, starting now.
Which I refer to as my corner shop.
So Wendy Richard was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point and others in the round. She has leapt forward. And she's still... roughly where she
still
was before.
Yeah.
But you're only just trailing Ross Noble, who's just behind Sue Perkins, and just ahead of her is Tony Hawkes. And Tony, your turn to begin. The subject, U-turns. Can you tell us something about U-turns in this game, starting now?
It was Margaret Thatcher who famously said, "The lady's not for turning," who made her a very easy person to follow undetected, because she would never swivel...
Sue Challenge.
I thought he hesitated, but actually, maybe I misheard because the audience were laughing.
An incorrect challenge. Who was speaking? Tony. And there are 45 seconds on U-turns starting now.
U-turns the wheel, Hawks, said the captain to me as we sailed along on the HMS Vic...
Sue Challenge.
Sorry, it's not... He's done nothing wrong. I just want to know where that accent comes from.
It came out of Tony's mouth.
That's right.
So, Tony... You have another incorrect challenge, and you have another point, and you have 39 seconds starting now.
If you were driving along a motorway and you see a superstore you'd rather like to go to, the trouble is you can't just do a U-turn and pop off on the exit you need to get there. They make you drive 17 and a half miles in the wrong direction, come off, and then go into the countryside somewhere. All the signs are wrong, and you get completely lost. It's embarrassing. U-turns ought to be allowed in that situation. However, they're not, and I'm not going to go on about it any longer.
And Ross Challenge first.
Well, if he's not going to go on about it, he's going to hesitate.
He hesitated. It wasn't that he was going to, he did. So, Ross, the correct challenge in 11 seconds, starting now.
U-turns is often something that comes out of Bill Oddie's mouth as he affectionately refers to the seabirds that he surrounds himself with. U-turns are lovely, he'll say as he...
So Ross Noble speaking as the whistle gained an extra point. He's now equal to Sue Perkins in second place behind Tony Hawkes, and he's followed just a little way behind by Wendy Richard. So we're going to the last round, which is going to begin by Wendy Richard, and the subject, Wendy, is a second bite of the cherry. What a lovely subject. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
I'm not over fond of cherries, and have you seen the price of them in the shops at the moment? Goodness knows what country they bring them in from, but these cherries cost a fortune. Over £8, one of those KG things, whatever that means, seeing as I've not yet joined the common market, having no interest in it whatsoever. So it's not often one does get the chance for a second bite at the cherry.
Tony Challenge.
What does she mean she hasn't joined the common market?
No, she was establishing that she... It wasn't a case of a physical matter, it was emotionally. She was not with the common market.
Okay.
So she keeps the subject, 33 seconds, a second bite of the cherry, starting now.
Some cherries require a second...
Tony Challenge.
This is a bit finicky, but stylish. repetition of cherries, because the title is A Second Bite of the Cherry.
That's right, it is. I'm torn, because as it's the last round, I'd love Wendy to finish with it, but...
Go on, then. I'll have the point, and you hand it back.
No. I have a point. You do it.
All right.
All right.
Give Wendy
like
a point because she's demanded it.
Yeah.
And it was a correct challenge, Tony. So you take over a second bite of the cherry, and there are 31 seconds starting now.
The beauty of the game, Just a Minute, is that you very often get a second bite of the cherry. If you make a mistake and one of your fellow panellists...
Sue, challenge.
Slight hesitation on panellists.
A slight hesitation, yes. So, Sue, you tell us something about a second bite of the cherry with 22 seconds available starting now.
Usually a cherry is finished in one single bite, bearing in mind, of course, the average cherry is only so big. So it'd take a tiny mouth.
Wendy,
yeah,
challenge.
Cherry twice.
A cherry's on the card, my love. It's cherries that are not on the card.
Beg your pardon, Sue.
That's okay. Thanks for the point, Wendy.
Right.
Always grateful.
Right. So, 15 seconds on a second bite of the cherry, Sue, starting now.
Unless, of course, it's a genetically modified cherry, which can be up to a football in size.
Ross, challenge.
Sorry, no, I've done it again, haven't I?
Have you? Yeah. 12 seconds, a second bite of the cherry, Sue, starting now.
Though a small-faced man with tiny incisors might well need to peck away for an hour and a half.
Ross, you challenge.
Repetition of tiny, tiny mouth, tiny man.
A small-faced man, she said.
No, she said with a tiny mouth before.
No, she didn't. 8 seconds, a second bite of the cherry with you, Sue, starting now.
So once you've had your second bite of the cherry, where is there to go? Well, of course, the third and the fourth, but then it just gets the same taste, and I don't like cherries anyway. I prefer a banana.
So Sue Perkins was speaking then as the whistle went. Gained an extra point and a lot of other points in that round. And she made a magnificent surge forward. But let me just tell you the final situation. Wendy Richard only just finished in fourth place, and she was a little way behind Ross Noble. Sue, with that magnificent surge, did extraordinarily well, but she still finished up 3 points behind Tony Hawks. So we say, Tony, this week you are our winner. So it only remains for me to say thank you to these four fine, exciting, and highly committed players of the game, and in no order of beauty or talent or age, I will say, who should I put first? Well, Wendy is top of our list because she's such a lovely lady. And then comes Sue Perkins, who's such a lovely, charming girl. And then... Tony Hawks, who's a real charmer, and the other right charmer over there, Ross Noble. They're so sensitive, but all four of them, I thank them all for their contribution and their keenness. And also I thank Janet Staplehurst for her keenness as well and for blowing the whistle so well when the 60 seconds was up. We thank our producer, Claire Jones, for keeping us in order as best she can. And we are indebted to Ian Messer, who thought of and created this game. And we are deeply indebted to this lovely audience here in the King's Theatre in Southsea who've cheered us on our way, from our audience, from our panel, and from me, Nicholas Parsons. Goodbye till the next time we play Just a Minute. Thank you.